Blog Talk Radio.
The proof is in the scriptures coming steady with me. Shalom to all my brothers and sisters the world over. Blessed to be experiencing the greatness of Yah. It's good knowing Yah. I'm from Tacoma and always seeking the fellowship for the reason of knowing the difference of Hebrew and Eve. And I'm reaching out to y'all. Hit me up on the cell. Write me an email, but keep the knowledge on the DL. You know they listening to our transmissions, but only key words catching attention. So speak to me in the cold unknown to these soulless monkeys. Let the game unfold. We gon' show these. They can't stop us from learning the true words of Yah. Even though they keep a secret up in Vatican City, I want the spirit of wisdom and understanding up in me. Give praise to Yah if you feel me. What I need right now from you is a scripture or two. We got a lot of work to do. I'm trying to gain some Bible knowledge tonight, cause I mean we ain't alright. So won't you come and study with me? We in the last days of living. That's the way I'm feeling, but the proof is in the scriptures. Come and study with me. If you just feel no something, stop the fussing. We can solve it all with the Torah. Come and study with me. Those that speak about Yah are written in the book of remembrance. So why you waiting? Come and study with me. We have been bamboozled, everything that fools do. Some Hebrews are gap and act like it's usual activities of life, but they don't learn the wrong teaching. Those of us that know Yah should start speaking up. They're beating us. Look what they're knocking doing on doors with their negative knowledge. They are recruiting. I know the scriptures say only a remnant will make it, but it's hard standing still knowing the punishments they're facing. I'm sick of these masons using their black magic to control how my people are thinking. It's tragic. That's why we need to sit down, combine thoughts, write up some literature and spread it around. There's a plague out there and only Yah can cure. And if we witness to our people, then there won't be no more. They have to suffer for giving praises to the many false deities and beasts has created. I show hate. I'm trying to gain some Bible knowledge tonight, cause admit we ain't alright. So won't you come and study with me? We in the last days of living. That's the way I'm feeling, but the proof is in the scriptures. Come and study with me. If you just feel no sign, stop the fussing. We can solve it all with the Torah. Come and study with me. Don't just speak about Yah or written in the book of remembrance. So while you waiting, come and study with me. I'm trying to gain some Bible knowledge tonight, cause admit we ain't alright. So won't you come and study with me? We in the last days of living. That's the way I'm feeling, but the proof is in the scriptures. Come and study with me. If you just feel no sign, stop the fussing. We can solve it all with the Torah. Come and study with me. Don't just speak about Yah or written in the book of remembrance. So while you waiting, come and study with me. I've been called everything from a blasphemist to a constitutionalist, new revolutionist. I know they ready to label me as a terrorist, cause I ain't too big on calling myself American. I'm a Hebrew, descendant of Shem, all the way down to Jacob. I'm living for them. Y'all gave the laws to Moses and said it would never end, but in 2003, we still living in sin, and it's a shame. It's not like we can't change. Instead of trying to learn the scriptures, we live them in vain. So many habits in our brain that we won't let go. Then we teach them to our children, continuing the cycle. I can't stand these Muslims, Christians, and Jews that don't pay close attention to the things they do. But since we know a little better than them, we need to use these computers and start writing letters to them. I'm trying to gain some Bible knowledge tonight, cause admit we ain't alright. So won't you come and study with me? We in the last days of living. That's the way I'm feeling, but the proof is in the scriptures. Come and study with me. If you just feel no sign, stop the fussing. We can solve it all with the Torah. Come and study with me. Those that speak about Yah are written in the book of remembrance. So while you waiting, come and study with me.
Listen in to African Conversations on the African Knowledge Network, where we will converse with researchers about matters significant to the African diaspora community. Join us on Facebook on the African Conversations community page. Enjoy the dialogue on African Conversations on blogtalkradio.com. Listen in to African Conversations on the African Knowledge Network, where we will converse with researchers about matters significant to the African diaspora community. Join us on Facebook on the African Conversations community page. Enjoy the dialogue on African Conversations on blogtalkradio.com.
African Knowledge Beyond the Book appears every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are a literary society dedicated to the study of African-based psychoanalytical texts. We hope you will join us as we delve into the inner working of our African consciousness. African Knowledge Beyond the Book, every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com.
Welcome to AfricanImpressions.com. African Impressions is a Black-owned business that offers products made by the global African community. African Impressions offers the finest in African-made jewelry, craft, clothing, and so much more. As the renaissance of the African community rapidly approaches, you need to add acquiring products crafted by members of the global African family to your repertoire of activities. We must rediscover more of our ancient cultural habits, which we struggle to regain, and incorporate them into our daily lives. Support African craftsmen and women by shopping at AfricanImpressions.com today. Hope to see you there.
Featuring the subject of mysticism in the Bible. And we're looking at Aramaic and the Hebrew terms for astrologer. And the first term we're going to look at appears in the Aramaic text of Daniel. Its index number is Ancient Hebrew Lexicon of the Bible, Index Number 1477. And it's spelled Asaf or Ashaf. And this comes from the root
Shin Pei Shaf, and it means serpent. The Shin means a symbol, it was symbolized as it's a pictogram for teeth, and the Pei is symbol for the mouth. So it's like teeth in the mouth, or sharp teeth in the mouth. Well, I consider that a distranslation or mistranslation. That does not mean astrologer, from what I'm able to observe. It appears that it actually means snake charmer, or a person who handles serpents, or a person who uses serpents, or hypnotizes, which is what a snake charmer is. So that is, it hasn't been effectively communicated to initiates, scholars, or lay people who actually study the text. I'll turn to page 282 and this lexicon, and the entry here is 1477. Serpent, that's the root. It's pictogram. The Shin is a picture of the teeth. The Pei is a picture of the mouth. Combine these means sharp teeth in the mouth. A serpent has sharp fangs in the mouth. Its prey is taken into the mouth, followed by drawing down into the belly. And the roots are the only milk, high place, Shafi. Serpent, most of them they do is serpent swallowing and just things serpent related. But it has nothing to do with dividing, because astrologer is a person who looks at the segments of the sky and makes interpretations of the luminaries and their respective motions through the heavens as they make their circuit. And that is not suitable. Now the next Hebrew term is fighter. And it's spelled Hey Bet Reish. Very overlooked term. You find it primarily, the first place is noticed is in Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 10. And it literally means divider. There's no other. Now the word is often translated as other places is translated as to join. But the term that's translated to join, when you look carefully, to is het bet resh. So we don't know why the person who saw the text that had het bet resh and decided to pretend that was spelled hey bet resh. Because hey bet resh means astrologer, and that's what it was translated from the text. But when you look closely at the passage, the list of forbidden practice, you realize that that's not a hey, but it's a het. And so there's a problem. Translator pulled one over on the layman, which makes it nearly impossible for the underliterate person who has no knowledge of Hebrew to be able to discern these nuances in the Hebrew Aramaic text. And it has people thinking that they should not use the ancient knowledge of studying the interpretation of the motion of the luminaries, which is written throughout Hebrew Aramaic scriptures, as recorded by the priests, prophets, and kings in ancient nation, Israel, Yisrael, and Yehuda. And so it is clearly seen that these terms are used incorrectly. Asaf, used in Daniel chapter 4, and it's actually a snake charmer or a person who works with serpents. And the term Habar, which appears in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10, is not astrologer. That's either a mistake or is intentional. Because apparently they didn't know what the term join would could mean, to come together, to combine. And so what they did, they just said, oh, this must be an astrologer. That's a possible interpretation of how it happened. However, the term for Habar is a cognate for the Sanskrit term yoga. Now, yoga is not merely about meditation and divine contact or God's contact through exploring the modifications of the mind and having a realization of the self, what they call, you know, Ram. So that's yoga as understood by the Upanishads. But we're talking about a form of meditation, God contact, which is pre-Upanishad era understanding, but as a contact, as a technique of mind modification. That's what meditation is, but it's a particular kind that's peculiar to a philosophical or religious system that we can look at and examine today called yoga. And if we can look at yoga carefully, we can understand what the nature of the forbidden practice in Deuteronomy 18:10 described as joining. Probably a lot of people who study yoga don't have a problem, probably can't grasp why it would be a forbidden practice in Deuteronomy. But I'm here to tell you that I'm on the case on that, and I've been looking at yoga, and I'm still studying it, and I'll probably fill you in on that with an additional installment of the African Adamean scriptures to give you the details on that particular case. Now, final term we'll look at, which I think we can extend that to another episode to wrap up what it is with the term join, which we probably won't even do that real soon because this is so doing a humdinger here. And that's the term Kasdim. Now, Kasdim is used to in the Aramaic text and Hebrew text, actually, of the Bible. And it is also translated as astrologer. One thing wrecked my brain. What is a Chaldean? Now, calling a Chaldean or Chaldean is an anglicization of the term Kasdim. So, what is about a Kasdim that makes him a divider of the heavens? I don't know yet. Be the first to tell you right now. I do not know what is it about the term that made that synonymous with a divider of the heavens. Now, we can say that. We can probably argue that there are guilds of sages that are all understood to be astrologers. Is there something inherent where we know that Kaf means hand, Shin means teeth? Ash is not a shin because he's talking about a samek, so this could be a samek, which means thorn. Dotted means door, channel. And the yod means the open hand. We will look at those symbols in their order to determine what is a Kasdim. What is a Kasdim? We'll look at its usages, associations, and any roots that we can to unfold the mystery of the Kasdim and the Habar, and why it is translated as astrology instead of yoga or some other term that or phrase that we could use to help the reader to understand the nature of the prohibitive practice so that one may not foolishly, ignorantly engage in their practice without the proper understanding. Okay? So, next week, we'll look forward to clearing up maybe some more details with the term join or yosh, and or add some new, look at some new phrases, some new terms, and look at some historical sketches and cases of certain mystical practices, how they were used in terms of interpreting omens and even performing of certain rituals, which were forbidden for the malevolent nature that they were conducted. So some practices may not necessarily be forbidden, but the verbs, maybe verbs, are discussing how they were done. We'll get into that in our next episode, and we look forward to you joining us again here on African Adamean Scriptures. All right, shalom, Shavuot Tov, Laila Tov.
Shine your light on the world. human as you are. Sometimes I don't want to be bothered. Sometimes I just want a quiet life. Me and my baby, me and my lady. Sometimes I don't want to get in the snowball. Sometimes I don't want to get so lucky. Sometimes I just want to be a man. Hold me safe, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world to see. My eyes be clear, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world to see. I'm on black, my dream was safe, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world to see. My elders say, shine your light on the world.
Black people, my people.